We're back on WWGH Radio on this Getaway Friday, last day of July 2020, and it is now time for your host, the legendary man you've known for more than 9 years now, the one-of-a-kind gentleman who just finished talking to the amazing Kreskin and Thunderbolt Patterson to play with you a game that we all love and have loved for so many years. He is the legendary golden voice himself. He intros my show every morning, so I'm repaying the favor for the next 2 hours. The legendary man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here he goes.
And a good morning, Marion, Ohio. WWGH is the location, and you are right now in tune to the WWGH version of the Family Feud. Let's welcome our families. Marion, Ohio, how you doing? And, of course, from Prospect, Ohio, we've got the lovely family in here. We've got Bailey, and Scott is in here as well. But we're going to do the Family Feud, you and I, Marion. So get ready. Get your buzzers or your phones to tickling those ivories there. That's piano, Ted. That's a piano. Okay. Hey, listen, can I do one? Yeah, you could do one later. Hey, listen, we're going to do the first question to see how this goes. Because if Marion doesn't respond, I want you to tweet in or type in or email me in the answers or whatever. But this ought to be fun. So let's sit back. It's currently 69 degrees under and mostly sunny skies here, Marion. And here's the first question. Name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. And the clock begins to tick. Let me read it again. Name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. And I want you to know that I've got the answers here. I'm going to try to see what kind of gifts I can come up with. I've got some great, great hats that I've acquired. I have one that's signed by Phil Mickelson. I've also got an Ohio Bobcats. Anybody down in the OU, Ohio University, Bobcat Country down in Athens, Ohio. People in Marion probably like, boo, Athens. No. Anyway, name a profession through which, and the lines are open, by the way. I don't have anybody. Why don't you give me a call? It's 740-383. Hey, there's one. It's coming up here. Hey, welcome to the Family Feud. How you doing, and what's your name?
Hey, Ted, how you doing? This is Steven. How you been?
Steven, I'm doing well, and thank you so much for calling and listening, of course. Steven, I got that question to you. I want you to name me something. Well, wait a minute. I just moved it off. Name me a profession through which an ugly person might become famous, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a super-duper answer.
Okay.
How about a Chippendale?
Steven! This is a PG audience. No. Steven, Chippendale, you're right. I wouldn't think that a male stripper would be would be ugly. Now, the body would have to be, if they were ugly, they'd have to have a rock-hard body, that's for sure. Chippendale.
Well, I kind of maybe the face and other parts might be, you know, he might need a little bit of help there.
Well, Steven,
all right, my friend.
I love you for calling and listening, ma'am. That was a Chippendale dancer. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Steven.
Bye-bye.
Good day
bye-bye
to you. 740, Steven said a Chippendale dance. I just pictured somebody with their left eye crooked and everything else and come out with a cowboy outfit and just go down to the G-string. 740-383-9944, that's the number to call. We're playing the Family Feud, and the question is, name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous, and it's not a Chippendale dancer. I got another call. Hey, it's the Family Feud, and welcome to the show. What's your name? Hi, Miss Mary. How you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning.
Well, good girl. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Name a profession, Mary, through which
I'm thinking a radio talk show host.
Absolutely. Ding, 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 ding. And then, believe it or not, Miss Mary, that's the second right answer. I mean, you know how they have the top answer, number one? Well, you got the number two answer, Miss Mary.
Number two. All right.
Hey, listen, where are you working at today?
I'm just home. I'm retired.
Oh, good girl again. You get two stars. Well, thank you, Miss Mary. And listen, you have a great day and stay coronavirus free. And I love you and keep me in your prayers.
Yeah, I will do that.
All right, Miss Mary. Thank you so much. Miss Mary said It was the, by the way, Miss Mary, it was 34 points that you got for that answer. It was the number two answer, and it was radio. You know, a lot of people in radio always have that cliche that they say, I've got a face for radio, and I have met some ugly broadcasters. So, Miss Mary did well. Stephen, I'm still knocked out with the Chippendales. Here they are, the ugly Chippendale dancers. But the question, once again, Marion, and thank you again, Mary, name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. And you know what my telephone number is. If you don't, I'm going to tell you again, 740-383-9944. Go to the lines. Hello there, good morning, and welcome to the Family Feud with yours truly, Ted Williams. Who do I have on the line? Who do I have on the line? Oh, are you in the Witness Protection Program? Wake up! No, I'm just teasing. Are you there? Maybe I'm not. Maybe I don't have a caller. Okay, well, they tried. Oh, my God. I'm getting cramped sitting in this chair for 5 hours. Scott has these low sitting chairs. Name a profession which an ugly person might become famous. 740-383-9944. Miss Mary, once again, thank you so much. And Stephen, no Chippendales. Close but no cigar. How you doing? Welcome to the Family Feud here on WWGH. Who do I have on the phone?
This is Dick.
Dick, how you doing?
Good.
The obvious answer
has got to be an ugly contest.
Okay. Okay, what's one of your answers? We got the number two, it was radio. What are some other professions which an ugly person might become famous?
Well, the number one has to be an ugly contest.
No, not an ugly. That was almost as bad as the Chippendales there. An ugly contest. Well, I guess there are beauty contestants that, you know, they're not so attractive and they have become somewhat of a celebrity. You're right about that, but it's not one of our answers, so you get a... No, I'm just teasing. I love you, Dick. You have a good one.
All right.
The ugly contest, man. Well, we've got two amps and Mary so far running strong with the guests of the radio. 740-383-9944, Marion, Ohio. You're listening to the Family Feud, WWGH style, that is. Bailey, what would you say? You got Bailey open over here? I got Bailey with me. She's my little...
Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. Now, you heard a couple. Well, let's see. Hold on, Bailey. Hold on. Hey, welcome to the Family Feud, and good morning to you. Who do I have on the telephone?
Hey, this is Steven again. One question, Ted.
Sure, sure.
How many answers are there, or questions are there to that?
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I got another one out there. How about American Idol?
Yeah, you know what? Bless her heart, Susan Boyle, I thought would never... She became somewhat of a famous celebrity there, but she wasn't the most attractive person. I love Susan Boyle. She can sing her butt off. But no, it's not American Idol. Yep, there you go. There you go, Stephen. Thanks again, but you can keep trying. 740-383-9944. What did you think of that one, the American Idol? Have you ever seen any ugly people, Bailey, that became famous after winning or whatever? No.
Oh, yeah.
You said it like they come up often. Yeah, radio was a good answer. I got to give it to Mary because that's what they always say. People, you've heard ugly people. Now I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
So, have you met anybody that was like, damn, how did they do that?
No, never.
No? Okay. No. Well, how was the guy you and Scott met in, you said you met a country singer down
there? Oh, yeah, Fillmore.
Is he good looking?
Oh, yeah.
She said that emphatically.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he got engaged recently.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, so he's no longer available.
No.
Yeah, but does he sing good? I've never heard of him. What's his name again?
Fillmore.
Fillmore. That he just goes by Fillmore.
Yeah.
You know he's got to be beastie if he goes by one name. Cher, Bono, all these guys, you know.
People. I'll let you listen to a song in the break.
Okay, that's great. Great, I'd love to. So I'll come in and be talking about Fillmore. Who's engaged, ladies? 383-9944. That's the number, 740-383-9944. What is a profession? Name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. We're doing the Family Feud here on WWGH 107.1. Yours truly, Ted Williams, along with Little Bailey here, part of the BS show. Hey, welcome to the Family Feud. Who do I have on the telephone this morning? Hello?
Ted Williams?
Hey,
it's
Ted.
Justin Williams.
Hey, Justin, my brother, I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Justin, this morning?
I'm doing just fine. I had fun with you the other day on the air at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, well, Justin, I had fun with you as well, and thanks for coming out and supporting their grand opening, I'm sure. Are you got an answer for me right here?
Yeah, okay. Reality TV show.
Reality TV show. No, I just did. No reality television show, Justin. That was almost as bad as Steven calling me back with American Idol, but you were close. You were close because there is something there that kind of meets it. But, hey, Justin, it was nice talking to you again. We have to meet again here in Marion.
All righty. See you later, Ted.
Hey, love you to death, man. Bye-bye. Well, American Idol. Did he say American Idol?
Reality
show. Okay, that was Steven with
American. Better turn the mic on. I should learn that in radio by now. If your mic's on, they hear you a lot better.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, join me, please. This is your baby project, and I'm asking, bless her heart, Bailey, and she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, this is a tough category.
Yeah, should I go into another
one? Well, let's give it again one more time.
All right, name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. That if you said Ted Williams, you'd really get the good answer. But, so far, Mary, you in the strong running. You got the number two answer, radio. So I'm going to maybe I'll give a few hints along the way. Something we're embracing upon here shortly, and it starts with a P. Okay, name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous, and we're beginning to get into that season. It starts with a P. That's one of the answers. Number three answer, to be exact. But, Marion, I'm telling you, I'm having a ball coming back here. I think I'm going to make Marion my little home here with a pandemic going on, and a lot of my travels have been canceled in light of a lot of the places that I was supposed to go were hot spots. I had some travels 2 weeks ago to Texas, and I looked at the numbers in Texas, Scott and Bailey. I'm not going nowhere near the Lone Star State.
I was supposed to be there a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah. Oh, really? What, some things have been canceled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't get to go, so.
Well, I got a production crew that was waiting there to do the actual first episode of the reality show. Hey, got another caller here. Good morning and welcome to WWGH's Family Feud. How you doing and what's your name?
Roger,
my man. Roger of Marion, Ohio. Are you in Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to say, yeah, man. Marion, I'm proud of Marion.
How about the letter? The president.
it starts with a P. You were right there. No, but it's in that vein. So think about it a couple.
Okay.
Okay, but you're very close. You're hot, so to speak.
See you later.
Thank you, Roger. Yeah, so you were supposed to be in Texas. Yeah, my production crew, we canceled out on that because of the corona. And a couple speaking engagements I had also were not too favorable of making it there. So I think I'm going to just migrate here. You migrated from Prospect. I'm going to migrate from Columbus. Yeah.
Everybody ends up in this studio sooner or later. That's yeah. The way it
hey,
goes.
Hey, we got some callers with wrong answers. And hey, welcome to the show, the WWGH show, Family Feud. Who do we have on the telephone?
Kendra.
Hi, Kendra. How you doing?
Good.
Well, good girl. Are you a Marion resident?
Prospect, actually.
Hey, we're putting Prospect on the map before this show is over with.
Right.
You know Bailey?
What's that?
Do you know Bailey, the lovely Bailey who's here?
No, I don't believe I do.
She puts some proudness into prospect. But what would be one of your answers? You're going to name a profession through which an ugly person might become famous.
A politician.
Well, there you have it. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Now, the guy right before you said president, because I did give, but you're right. Politics. So we got Mary. And what would you say your name was again?
Kendra.
K-E-N-D-R-A. You're right. That's the number three answer, politics. And so we got the number two and the number three answer. And I want to thank you so much, Kendra, for waking up.
You're welcome.
And you have a great day, okay?
Yes.
All right. Kendra from Prospect, Ohio got the number three answer, y'all. Yeah, we got Mary. She got the number two. And bless his heart, Stephen got two. And then Roger got the... what did Roger
the
say?
The president.
That's right. He said president.
The president.
Absolutely. And he was very close. Politics. So politics is truly a profession through which an ugly person might become famous. Who can we think of that really doesn't hit the good-looking chart?
Newt Gingrich. Don't even have to finish the sentence. Here we go, Ted.
Okay, hey, WWGH, the Family Feud is on, and you're on with me. Who do I have on the telephone this morning?
It's Dustin again, Ted. Hello.
Okay, Justin, come on, you got one for me this time.
All right. So this one's just a general answer.
Okay.
Acting.
What was it?
Acting.
That's like absolutely
actor,
right.
Actor.
Absolutely right, Justin. You did it. You thought about it, and you got it. Acting
right.
Was truly on there. Hey, thanks again, Justin. And that, by the way, that was the number, let's see, 1, 2, 3. That was the number four. That was the number four answer. Thank you, man. Keep calling.
Thank you. All right.
740-383-9944. What do you think, Scott? Should I go to another? Because we did get like four of the 25 answers, possible
25
answers. No, actually, there's only about three or four, but we didn't get the number one answer. So we'll try a little
while.
We should
get the number one answer.
Yeah, I'd like to have the number one because they will win the Carl Brashear hat of mine.
Ooh.
That I think I've only worn it once, but it has been detailed in the cleaners. And Carl Brashear, as you know, was a naval diver. And in the movie Men of Honor, Cuba Gooding portrayed Carl's life, and I loved Robert De Niro as the diving instructor, remember? So, we've got the Family Feud on here on WWGH, mostly sunny skies today with a high near 81, and we do have 70 degrees outside. It's moving up the ladder. We got another call right here on WWGH's Family Feud. Good morning, and who's on the telephone this morning?
It's Mary again.
Miss Mary, I know you're going
to... I'm thinking some type of athlete.
Bam, bam, you get the Carl Brashear hat, girl. Athletics was the number one answer.
I got number one, number two.
That's right, you sure did, Mary. Number one and number two. Now, what I'm going to do, you know where the station's located?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to leave it with Scott, and I'm sure he has certain hours that I'm going to sign it for you, Miss Mary, and it is the official USS Carl Brashear. It was a commissioned warship at one time, but it was named after him. Now it's a civilian refilling ship, and I had the pleasure of being on board, and I want you to have it and wear it proudly. It's an admiral's hat.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Miss Mary, you got the number one and number two answer. That's right, athlete. And 30. That's right. I've seen some ugly ball players, you know. And I love Tiger Woods, don't get me wrong, but when that man smiles, it looks like 900 keyboards is in his mouth.
Absolutely.
Yes, Mary, absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll have that Carl Brashear for you right here at the station.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Well, Mary was born it. That's right. Athletics is number one. She got the radio. Then, of course, we had the politics a little while ago. And acting. Those were just a few of the answers. So, we're going to go on to another.
How many do we not have?
How many do we not have? Okay, we've got the three, four. Well, we have one, two, and three.
There's still three left.
Yeah.
Give them a hint on the next one.
Okay, a hint on the next one. It's something a lot of us like to do. I mean, don't like to do, but we know we have to. It starts with a W. It's we know we have to do it every once in a while, but we don't really like to do it. It starts with a W, and that's one of the answers. And then the other one is, let's get them kids back in, not school, but what they do in school. What is it? What is it? The general subject matter is what we want the kids to get back in school once this pandemic thing is cleared. We got a vaccine and all that good stuff. So something we don't like to do, but we know we have to do it, starts with a W. And what are we getting our kids back in school for? There. And if that's the case, 740-383-9944, that's the number to call. What was I getting ready to say? Something about our, so your kids, Bailey, are they school children?
Yes.
And what do you think about that? The kids not back, or are you homeschooling?
No. Their dad and I talked about it, uh-huh. And he thinks that. Whoa.
Yeah, I got like we got potted down real quick.
Go ahead.
He thinks that we should sit. Why is it messed up?
You know, I don't know what's going on with your mic over there. It's got poltergeist.
Oh, maybe I got my phone laying over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Oh, now you're on.
This is the call comes in. Them.
Okay, we'll get back to Bailey's dilemma with homeschooling. Okay, WWGH Family Feud on the line with yours truly, Ted Williams. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
Roger.
Roger, come on, you got an answer for me.
No, I would just say in school, just thinking.
Thinking, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good answer, but it doesn't start with W.
No.
A, I'm sorry. It doesn't start with an A.
I thought you said it started with a T.
No. I said that... Yes. I was getting ready to give you the... It's close to what you're saying, that's for sure. But it does start with an A, and this is overall what we want our kids to become proficient at. Their A. And I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Roger, thanks. Think about it for a minute and come back to me. 740-383-9944. So homeschooling is an option or no union? You and the baby's father's talked about it and what?
Yeah, no, we're going to send them to school because one's going into fourth grade and then the other is going into kindergarten.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. Does it now they're familiar with school and learning and all that
stuff.
Does any of them show signs of missing their friends or the people that they're used to seeing sitting
with?
Oh,
yeah. Oldest one, for sure.
Is that right? Oh, blood, they're missing their peers.
Yes.
That'd have to be stressful for a parent. And I don't have kids of school age anymore, but my grandchildren and all. And I heard my grandson say, yes, remember I was telling you I went to the wedding yesterday, and I heard my grandson said, man, I was wondering what my buddies are doing, man, you know, because they're so disciplined. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But wow, that must be, and how old are your kids anyway?
9 and 5.
9 and 5, okay, yeah. Both boys?
Yes.
Oh, bless you, got your hands full, girl.
I do.
And hats off to you, mommy, hats off.
Well, thank you.
That's right, you can get a lot of daddies, but you only get one mama.
This is true.
Yeah, you only get one mommy.
And you were very close with your mother, Ted?
Yes, I was. My mother put a lot into me as far as, you know, education was one. And then she put a lot of Christianity in me. She instilled those values. And, you know, my father was there. I'm from a two-parent household. But it was like my father, you take care of the boy. And mm-hmm. I was his diversion. You know, he would go out and socialize and all that, but he knew mom and child was back at the house.
Yep.
You know, popping popcorn and looking at
I loved your mother,
Rudolph,
because she did some shows with us.
Yes, yes.
Over the years. Yes. And I loved her. She was such a spunky, spry in her 90s when I met her.
Yeah. You know what? And if any of this was to leave me today, if I was not of course to fall backwards, but if there was no more, are you that guy or can I take a picture with you, a selfie or whatever? If all of this was to leave me today, I can honestly say that this divine blessing that has been implemented in my life has given me a chance to reconnect with my mother after not seeing her for over 20 years, and when the only information that she ever had of me and how I was doing was I'm still that crackhead standing on an exit ramp holding a sign begging for money. And this is a woman who raised an only child and put all her heart into, all her money, her hard work and all, and this is how he thanks me to have people call and say, oh no, he's still begging for money. He's still smoking that stuff. You know.
But she was a good lady. She was a proper lady.
Oh yeah, she never cut me to the curb now.
No,
you know, she would always have a minute for me. The only thing she would say to me is if she would say, hi Teddy. And then I say, hi mommy, how you doing? And I said, mom, listen, she say, are you working? No, ma'am. I felt compelled not to lie to her because I thought the only way I could really talk to her thereafter is to say, yes, ma'am, I got a job at McDonald's or I got a job or wherever. She would have much preferred that, but I felt compelled to tell her the truth, and I'd say, no. She'd say, okay, call me when you do. And she'd hang up.
Now, when the whole thing happened and you guys met in that, tremendous scene that people can still see on YouTube when you see her for the first time. Famous scene.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
I didn't care about them cameras, really. This was all about me seeing my mother. You know what I mean? I knew I couldn't afford. Well, I could afford it, but I was smoking crack. But I couldn't afford to go to New York, you know, and see her on my own. I'd be like, "Mommy, can you send me some money? Half of the bus fare." You know, I wouldn't have been flying. And so for all of this, so I didn't care about the cameras or the paparazzi. You know, everybody's a little exclusive on Ted Williams crying his eyes out, saying, "Mommy." And it might bring a little tear to my eye now, but yeah. So I lived what I mean, these were prayers, mind you, that were prayed years ago. Lord, this is going to be the year that I'm going to make a turnaround. Lord, please give me this one more year. Let her live to see another year. This year, I'm stopping the smoke crack. This year, I'm going into treatment. This year, Mary Haven, I'll be at the front door. I'll be at the VA in Chillicothe. You know, please, Lord, let her live. And every year, he did. Until 2011, when I'm standing in Rockefeller Center, knowing my mother's just one borough away, you know, and then I call the number, and it's a producer of Entertainment Tonight, or somebody's got my mother sequestered in some hotel where they're whining and dining her and chauffeuring her around, and she's still looking for me, and I'm in a plane thinking that somebody thought that I was going to be a millionaire for all this blessing, and they kidnapped my mama, and the only way you're going to see her, Ted, is, you know, and they figured, well, we'll tell them NBC or CBS. And that's what the thing was. NBC was flying me to New York to be on the Today Show. They wanted the exclusive. Unbeknownst to me, ABC, Robin Roberts, and all of the... No, CBS had grabbed my mother. So here you had two networks, and so... Every time I would call CBS, I'd call my mother's house. A producer would call and say, "Your mother's not ready to talk." And I thought that was a kidnapper. "Your mother's not ready to talk." Why wouldn't she be? I'm in Brooklyn. I'm here. I got a limo that I would love to come and see her. And lo and behold, you'll meet her. You'll see her. So the next day, before I went on Matt Lauer, Meredith, anybody, Stephanopoulos' show, or whoever, if y'all don't bring my mother, I don't care. So I'm staying in the Hilton in New York. I'm in a plush penthouse. I'm doing nothing, but I'm still a broke crackhead as far as I'm concerned, because now they're messing with my mama. And lo and behold, they said, "Well, we want you to come with us. We're just going to do a couple B-rolls on something and everything." And then when they exited me out that elevator and said, "There's your mother, man," that was it, bro. I lost it.
And I remember what she said. She said, "The prodigal son returns."
Yeah.
It was a very emotional moment.
One of the things that they made mention of the most was, and listen to his mother. And my mother said, "Please don't disappoint me." They actually put captions underneath it, you know, so that everybody could see that she was like, "Please don't." Because I'm like, "Mama, I ain't gonna do nothing to embarrass you or nothing. You know, this is it. You know, I wasn't able to move her into anything, you know, big or whatever, because my mom was a real proud woman. She was a very proud woman, and you know, she got a chance to live and see it.
She did. She did, and how proud she was. And what a well... You know the thing I remember about her when I think about that footage, having not seen it in a while? She had that hat on, like a muff. I mean, she was such a well-dressed, elegant lady.
She was about her thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
As time went on, because this is what we didn't see, because she lived another, 5 or 6 years into this.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. What did she think as you were Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jimmy Fallon, all that?
She didn't care too much for any of that. All she wanted me, you know, like my kids came out of the woodwork. I even had children that I learned about that were miscellaneous children, I refer to them as, when they were really booty call children. But I had some of my mother.
Well, there you go.
Cuban gangster.
Yeah, there you go.
But my mother just was so messed up when I would say, "Well, Mommy, I gave Julie. Julie's my daughter that's named after my my mother. And she said, you need to stop giving them kids money. Stop giving them all your money. You know, she said, they're going to break you. You know, and all. Then I had a minister tell me, say, well, Ted, you've got bread, which is for you to eat, and you've got seeds to sow. Don't put your bread with your seeds. And that's what I, because I'm a very giving person. Like this man right here, Dave Jones is with me of the great product Nikin. And we're not going to get too deep into it right at this moment because I want Mary Ellen Withrow. You know, Dave's got some, Dave, get on here, please. This is my friend from Columbus. Dave, identify yourself. Holt, who goes there? But yeah, Dave has been with me now for over, Scott, Dave's been with me now for over 5-6 years. And he's been trying to really, really, and he's impressed upon me about the many products that the company that he represents and can speak well about it. I'm telling you, kids here in Marion, Miss Mary and everybody that called me this morning thus far on our family feud, but I want to tell you, if you're looking for a quality product that will take care of many things, he can speak on it all day. I could just have a podcast with him alone. But Dave, introduce once again, Nikin is your company. I'll let you do your talking. But I want to tell y'all something. I don't drink water. I'm sorry. It's probably one of my why I'm having cramps all over my place. But Bailey's looking at me like, damn, why is he getting up every 5 minutes? But I'm having cramps because I don't hydrate myself. But with this man's water, it's the only water that I'm able to drink and not have that hard taste. You know how water does? Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of those people that go into stores and buy Fija or Afia, whatever those various name brand or designer waters. But he got a water that I could actually drink, warm or cold. Tell us about the water. Tell him who did. Y'all have heard Dave Jones before.
Thank you, Ted. It's actually called PyMag water, and it means living water or water of life. Because a lot of water products, they filter, they have, you know, some degree of filter.
Like, Scott, you need to get into this water, too.
Well, I'm going to, I've tasted it. It's delicious.
Yes, yeah.
And I've already offered Bailey some if she would like to try it.
I'm
Bailey,
going to.
You got
to
try it.
I will.
But so many people have said exactly what Ted shared. They say, you know, I try to do the healthy thing because I know I should be drinking water. And so I try to do it, but I just don't like the taste of water. And then they try this water, and most people, like Ted included, to drink water, they have to doctor it up somehow, add a Crystal Light packet or throw in a Kool-Aid packet and a bunch of sugar, and it tastes wonderful. over and over again, people say, this water is really good, and it's the one water they can drink without having to doctor it up. And it's got some really interesting properties. Like I said, it's referred to as living water. In addition to filtering all the bad stuff out really well, it puts two positives into the water that actually help you absorb it. And
Tell them about the little filtering process that would you say charcoal and something else? Listen, you've heard of Jesus' miracle that Jesus turned water into wine. I've actually seen the water go through a filter process of the water that I'm talking about and he's talking about right now, where it turned wine into water.
I was telling Bailey about that earlier. Anytime something comes out and people are just raving about it and you've never heard about it, there's always some degree of skepticism.
Yeah.
You know, you're curious, okay, I've never heard about this. Is it really as good as people are saying? And sure enough, there was a skeptic. This is a video on YouTube, so it's not just, you know, taking my word for it. If you go on YouTube and type in Nikken filter, N-I-K-K-E-N filter, and red wine, there's a person that was so curious about this filter, they got the filter sitting down inside a glass, and they pour a bottle of red wine through this filter, and what you see come out of the bottom of the filter is pure clean water.
It took the
red wine. And one of the people standing there in the video, they say, okay, it looks like water, but what is it? There's still some degree of skepticism. What does it taste like? So they took the filter out of the glass and drank it, and they said, it's pure, clean water.
Wow.
And so
I'm telling you.
It filters really well. But one of the two positives that go into the water is the water runs through a magnetic field. And a lot of people don't know this, but magnetism is the most natural form of a water softener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy Culligan and all these different companies that make water softening systems. Magnetism is the most natural form of a water softener. And it does something really interesting to the water. See, when it comes to hydration, most people, when they hear the word hydration, they think it's simply how much water is going into your mouth. and the public is not being told the truth on that. Hydration is how much water is getting into your cells. It's about absorption, not just consumption. And this microclustering, if you picture trying to stuff a basketball into a tennis ball, there's no way you're going to get a basketball into a tennis ball because it's so much bigger than the tennis ball. Well, with any kind of water that's not microclustered, you're not absorbing it because those clusters of those water molecules are in such big clusters. It's like trying to stuff a basketball into a tennis ball, with a tennis ball representing a cell in your body. The only way you're going to get that is to break up the basketball into small enough pieces. Well, when you run water through a magnetic field, it does just that. It breaks it up into much smaller clusters, and there's a really interesting type of muscle testing. You can get a person's body to tell you exactly what percentage of any beverage you will absorb. And when I test them for any beverage that's not this PyMag water, the highest absorption I see is 30%. When I test them for this PyMag water, 30% maximum. I've never seen one person. I've been doing this for over a year and a half now, testing a lot of people. And when I test them for what percentage they will absorb of this PyMag water, every single person is over 95%.
Hmm.
And I've had some people test it 100%. It's not even close.
That's interesting.
Food for thought.
Food for thought, that's for sure.
Hey, listen, Dave, give them your website and everything, how they can get in contact with you about more information.
Sure, thank you. Go to www.niken, it's nikken.com/NA/live in balance. All one word, live in balance. That's my website.
Perfect.
Hey, now when he said N-I-K-K, he didn't put another K behind that.
Now, Ted, what category do we have left on the
table? Well, listen, I want to give up the answers there because my friend called me back. It was academics. That's what you want your children to acquire when they return back to school. You want them to get their academics together. And the other one with the W, something we don't like to do, but we know we have to, writers, writing.
Absolutely. So we're on to a new topic now.
Yeah, we're on to a new topic, yeah. I want to thank Mary and a host of other, Justin and Roger and all of the fine people over there, Dick. I was hoping he said Dick instead of Nick.
He did.
It was Dick?
No, it was Dick, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
It was Dick.
Good. I was like, that's one of those names you just got to be rated R under 17, not admitted. But, Dick, I love you. Hey,
I
sounded kind of gay, didn't
just
it?
Just move along.
Okay.
Move along.
Dave, thank you so much for the information. Hey, listen, here's the topic. Welcome once again back to the Family Feud, WWGH style. We've got name something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor. Name something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor. You know the number, 740-383-9944. Mary got the number one and two answers of that category, and she's got her a USS Carl Brashear. Name something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor. And you better not call up here and say testicles.
Now we're off into a whole other thing.
No, I was just
a whole other area.
No, I like my man to say Chippendale. Chippendale dances. That's a profession that they might be ugly as hell and become famous. I love you. Keep it game. Marion, I love you. You're going to be hearing my podcast. Me and, what was his name? Thunderbolt?
I got the number one.
Yeah. You got the number one answer.
You got the number one, Dave?
The first thing that came to mind, I just looked on the sheet, was the number one answer.
Was the number one answer. Here we go.
Okay, we got that caller on the line playing the Family Feud here on WWGH. Who might it be?
This is Sarah Birdwell.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Do you think you got the number one answer or any of the answers? It says name something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor.
Well, I just got a chance to tune back in, so I don't know what the other answers were, but I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
What about grapes?
Absolutely, dear girl. I love you, Sarah. That's the number three answer. We're looking for the number one, but that's... Hey, I love it when the girls go, you know, yeah. That's a little retro, girl, back in the disco days. Oh, Sarah, that was great. I think you got 21 points for that answer. No, 16, I'm sorry. And then that's a number three answer. Good girl. Are you staying corona-free?
Yes. I'm trying.
Good girl. One day at a time with that, you know?
Yeah.
Some days you're like, oh, I got my mask on. No, wait a minute. Today I just ain't. Don't be like wearing it.
Just got to keep your mask on and
that's right.
Wash your hands.
And don't worry and be happy.
Yeah. I mean, we can only do what we can. What we can do, you know.
That's right, Mommy. That's right. Well, at least you're practicing it, and I wish you the best. Number three answer, it's Sarah. Are you in Marion?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Go, Marion. Go, Marion.
Born and bred.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know anything about Prospect, Ohio?
Not a lot. Now, I've never got a nice little swimming pool.
Bailey went like, oh.
I've been to their pool. They have a nice pool.
You got a nice pool?
Yeah.
Oh, then Prospect is where it's happening.
Yeah.
Does Marion have a nice pool?
We do. It's shut down, though.
Coronavirus. Oh,
I
have
a nice pool, but it's kind of expensive. I think Prospect's a little bit more affordable.
Oh, okay. So, Marion residents, let's go to Prospect's pool. All right. Well, Sarah, listen, you have a great, great weekend, and thank you so much for playing the Family Feud with us. And if you can think of any other
answers. I'll be calling you back.
All right,
baby.
How
long are we playing?
But I said, well, we've got quite a few more answers, so I'd love for you to call me back. And now Mary, the girl that played the game prior to this, she had the number one and number two answer. You've got the number three, so there's a good opportunity that you'll have to get the number one and
what
two.
What were one and two?
I'm sorry?
What were the other two answers?
Well, number one and number two on a previous game we played.
I was looking for a
profession that an ugly person might become famous.
I heard that. I was going to say clown.
Clown? No, that wasn't one of the answers. But did you hear any of the others? We had Chippendales. We had American Idol.
Yeah, you guys were backing me up. Athlete.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And,
I can't always call in, but I'm always listening.
Good girl. Good girl. Thanks again, Sarah.
Have a good show.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye. Yeah, go Sarah. Yeah, she had the number three answer, in which I forgot what the hell it was. Oh, great. I'm sorry. Great. I forgot even the question. I know you know the number one answer, Dave. You've been looking over here cheating. See, at least at
no,
least.
I actually, what popped in my head when I heard the question, before I even looked at the sheet, something popped into my head, and I looked, and it is the number one answer. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where are we at?
So what is the category?
Well, the category, it says name something that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor.
Something.
That you eat, something that you eat, that if you dropped it, it'll roll on the floor. Hey, WWGH Family Feud Day, it's Friday,
hey,
how are
Dad.
You? Yeah.
With Mr. Holly.
Oh, well, who am I speaking to? Okay, hello?
Hey, Chad.
Hey, is it Justin again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have an answer for our question that says the name something that you eat that might roll away on the floor if you dropped it?
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza doesn't roll on the floor. If it rolled on the floor, I ain't eating that pizza. That's for sure. Oh, wait, you know what? Now that you mention it, wait a minute. I'm not going to take you out of that. Some of those pizza rolls might roll a couple inches or something. You know, if you dropped it, it might flip over, but... I love you for your enthusiasm of trying. Give me the one or two answer next call, and I got you. Okay? Name something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor.
740-383-9944. Name something that you might...
Yeah, something that you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor.
Oh, so some type of food product here.
Yeah. Pizza was a fairly good stab at it, but wait a minute. Let me make sure pizza's not on here. No.
No, but grapes was.
But yeah, grapes was. Number three answer, and that was from Sarah, who goes to the pool in Prospect.
Absolutely.
And Sarah kind of felt like, hey, I'm going to run into Sarah one day. So you say it's rather expensive here?
Yeah, and Marion,
they had it open, of course.
Well, see, we don't call it a pool here, though, either. We call it an aquatic center. we're very conscious here.
Excuse me.
That's exactly right.
Pass the Great Profound.
We're very conscious here in Marion about our pools.
Y'all get that from Bob Nunley.
We do. Very. Oh, man. Bob.
Big Bob Nunley.
Bob. Is he still on the
Bob.
News?
I don't watch Channel 4 anymore. You know, no, that was Mike Davis was on too.
yeah, boy, those weathermen. They got a little thing going on, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. So,
let's go to the lines.
Hey, we got another caller right here on the Family Feud, WWGH style on this Friday. Who do I have on the telephone?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
Well, good girl.
Your answer be a meatball.
A meatball. Absolutely. Carolyn, you got the number one answer.
Hey.
And I got a shirt for you that I'm going to bless you with. It says, The Golden Voice from Ramps to Riches. And my name is on it. And that will be right here. You got the number one answer, meatball, for 28 points, Carolyn.
Okay.
Are you staying corona-free?
I'm trying.
Good girl. One day at a time. You remember that now.
Yeah.
And I love you. And you keep me in your prayers. Have a great weekend. And
okay, you have a good one, too.
Thank you, dear. Your shirt will be here.
Now, we have to break here for 15 minutes, but we got another hour of
yes,
Williams and the
Family Feud. We'll probably get another topic.
Be back in 15 minutes.
All right.
The Supreme Court, from somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger state. The truth is, in ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the